Secuencias. Radio UMH.
Buenos días, amigos. Esto es Secuencia. Saludos de Miriam González, que está en el control técnico, y de Paco Sala, que os habla. En el programa de hoy hemos comenzado una secuencia en un salón de baile de Verona, donde los Montescos y los Capuletos pues se cruzaban algo más que miradas. Esto era una de las piezas de musicales del ballet Romeo y Julieta, claro está, de Sergi Prokofiev. Y vamos a seguir con parejas. Pero ahora nos trasladamos al continente americano. En este caso, la pareja no es tan legendaria, pero también es muy popular. Estamos hablando de Frankie y Johnny, una pareja que, bueno, pues debido a las infidelidades y otras cuestiones, pues no acabó precisamente muy bien, sobre todo para Johnny. Nos la traen el Golden Gate Quartet, Frankie y Johnny. Yes, Johnny said I've got to leave you, but I won't be very long, so don't wait up for me, honey. All worry was I'm gone, he was her man. Oh yes, but he was doing her wrong. Oh yes, he did. Yes, Frankie went down to the corner, and she went in the bar for a beer. She said to the fat bartender, has my Johnny man been here? He was her man. Oh yes, but he had done her wrong.
Oh yes, he did.
Yes, he said, I can't tell you no story, and I sure won't tell you no lie. I saw your Johnny about an hour ago with a gal named Nellie Bly. If he's your man, oh yes, he's doing you wrong.
Oh yes, he did.
Yes, Frankie took out her six shooter, and she pulled out her old 44. Her gun went rooty tooty tooty, and Johnny rolled over the floor. He was her man. Oh yes, but he did her wrong.
Oh yes, he did. Well now, Frankie fell down on her knee. She took Johnny on her lap. Well, she started to hug and kiss him, but there was no bringing him back. He was her man. Oh yes. A very bad boy.
serios problemas para Johnny. Si los problemas no son tan importantes y se reducen a la cuestión lingüística o fonética, pues hay maneras más fáciles de solucionarlos. Así tenemos este tema de Gershwin, bien conocido, Let's Call the Whole Thing Off, y nos lo trae una pareja que también en la vida real era matrimonio. Se trata de Luis Prima y Kelly Smith. Ahí estamos. Let's call the whole thing off. I'm bored. If we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart. So if I like pajamas and you like pajama, I'll wear pajamas and give up pajamas. For we know we need each other, so we better call a calling off. Oh, let's call the whole mess off. I say house. And I say house. I say mouse. And I say mouse. House. House. Mouse. Mouse. Let's call the whole thing off. Oh, I like vanilla. And I like vanilla. I sarsaparilla. And I sarsaparilla. Vanilla. Vanilla. Chocolate. Strawberry. Apricot. Gagoozes. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart. Now if you go for oysters and I go for oysters, why, I'll order oysters and cancel the oysters. For we know we need each other, so we better call a calling off, oh, babe. Oh, let's call the whole thing off. Y nos vamos ahora a otra pareja artística y también matrimonios en la vida real. Hablamos de Sonny Bono y Cher, Sonny and Cher. Y nos traen este tema, I Got Babe, que probablemente a muchos aficionados al cine les recuerda inmediatamente al Día de la Marmota, porque era la sintonía con la que abría el despertador todas las mañanas a las 5, las 6, las 7, en la hora que se despertaba en ese Día de la Marmota, que no acababa nunca. Así que, I Got You Babe, Sonny and Cher. They say our love won't pay the rent, for it's earned, our money's all been spent. I guess that's so, we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. My hand. I got you. Y vamos a seguir con parejas más allá de lo artístico. En este caso se trata de Johnny Cash y de su mujer June Carter, que era una de las miembros del clan Carter, ¿no? Bien famoso por sus contribuciones a la música folk. Aquí tenemos el tema Si fuera un carpintero, Johnny Cash y June Carter.
If you were a carpenter and I were a lady, I'd marry you anyway, I'd have your baby.
If a tinker was my trade, would I still find you?
I'd be carrying the pot you made, following behind you.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow. I gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow. If I were a miller and a mill wheel grinding, would you miss your colored blouse and your soft shoes shining?
If you were a miller and a mill wheel grinding, I'd not miss my colored blouse and my soft shoes shining.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow. I gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow. If I worked my hands in wood, would you still love me?
I'd answer you, yes I would.
And would you not be above me? If I were a carpenter and you were a lady,
I'd marry you anyway, I'd have your baby.
Save your love through loneliness, save your love through sorrow. I gave you my onlyness, give me your tomorrow.
Pues en nuestra siguiente pareja vamos a mantener a uno de ellos, concretamente a Johnny Cash, y el otro es el inconfundible Bob Dylan. Aquí nos traen entre los dos La muchacha del norte, del campo del norte, Girl from the North Country.
If you're traveling to the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there. For she once was a true love of mine.
See for me that her hair's hanging down, it curls and falls all down her breast. See for me that her hair's hanging down. That's the way I remember her best.
If you go when the snowflakes fall, when the rivers freeze and summer ends, please see for me if she's wearing a coat so warm to keep her from the howling.
If you're traveling in the North Country Fair,
where the winds hit heavy
on the borderline. Please say hello to one who lives there. For she was once a true love of mine. If you're traveling in the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there. For she once was a true love of mine, true love of mine, a true love of mine, a true love of mine,
true love of mine,
a true love of mine,
a true love of mine.
She was once a true love of mine.
Stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. Practice every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come through. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I love you. I love you.
Hemos seguido con un dueto, hemos vuelto a pareja, hombre y mujer, pero en este caso no precisamente matrimonial, sino que eran padre e hija. Hablamos de Frank Sinatra y Nancy Sinatra. Y ahora nos vamos también a otra pareja. Cruzamos el Atlántico, pero volvemos rápidamente, porque estamos hablando de un tema que se llama Fairy Tale of New York. Se considera una especie de canción navideña. Y aquí estamos escuchando a su compositor, Shane McGowan, de los Pogues, y se va a acompañar de la cantante Christy McCall, ¿no? Sería una especie así, podríamos decir, de punk celta. Y precisamente en algún momento hablan de Sinatra, que están escuchándolo en las calles de Nueva York. Bueno, ahí vamos, Fairy Tale of New York.
I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas. I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
You promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome,
you were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drums they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, go away, babe. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
In that bed.
You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're ours. I pray God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD choir still singing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
I could have been someone. I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Dejando las calles de Nueva York y cruzamos el charco y nos vamos a Londres, a una calle muy especial, porque era la calle donde vivían una pareja de personajes de la ficción, pero bien conocidos. Hablamos de Sherlock Holmes y el Dr. Watson. Así que estamos en Baker Street, el número 221B, y nos lo trae Jerry Rafferty, Baker Street.
Thank you.
Vamos dejando ahora las calles de Londres y nos vamos al sur. Y nos vamos a una pareja que en este caso son reales, pareja real y pareja artística. Hablamos de Lole y Manuel. Es el Romero Verde, Lole al cante y Manuel al toque. Una pareja no solamente histórica, sino también literaria, es Cleopatra y Marco Antonio. En este caso vamos a escuchar a la orquesta de Machito interpretando la rumba de Cleopatra.
Ya se les declaró por la brigada del FBI, se les persiguió.
Más
serían viejos y preferían morir juntos en plena juventud.
Y fue según la crónica nos cuenta la historia tan cruenta y su desenlace, que Bonnie and Clyde, que fueron sorprendidos, cayeron malheridos de una ráfaga.
En aquella noche de 1932, Elliot Ness y sus intocables dieron cuenta de
Bonnie and Clyde, así como vivieron, por siempre así se unieron al morir.
Bien, esta ha sido la historia real de esa pareja de atracadores y fugitivos que eran Bonnie Parker y Clyde Barrow. Nos la han contado con su gracejo habitual los tres sudamericanos. Y ahora vamos a continuar con las consecuencias que quizá tengan el ser pareja en la vida real. Hablamos del tema de Donaldson y Kahn titulado Making Whoopee, que es un eufemismo para lo que se hace en la cama y sus consecuencias. Es un tema que desde luego da juego para muchos duetos de parejas de hombre y mujer. Y en este caso nos lo trae Cyndi Lauper y el veterano Tony Bennett. Making Whoopee.
When I see somebody's brother take a bride, weddings make a lot of people sad. But if you're not the one, then not so bad. Another bride, another June, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee.
A lot of shoes, a lot of rice. The groom is nervous, who can blame him? He answers twice, it's really killing, but he's so willing to make whoopee. Picture a little love nest.
I got you.
Down where the roses cling.
It's very romantic.
Picture that same sweet love nest. Think what a year can bring.
I'm with you.
He's washing dishes, oh, and baby clothes.
He should.
He's so ambitious, not really. He even sews.
2003, babe.
But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks,
for making whoopee.
Another year.
What?
Or maybe less. What's this I hear? Can't you guess?
No. She feels neglected. And he's suspected.
That's right.
Of making whoopee.
She sits alone most every night. He doesn't phone nor even write.
I got the number. He says he's busy.
Yeah.
But she says, is he?
He's making whoopee. Yeah.
He doesn't make much money.
Yeah, 500,000 per.
Who told you that? Some judge who thinks he's funny.
Says
you pay six to her.
He says, now, Judge, what if I fail? Judge says, bud, right into jail.
Whoops, you better keep her. I think it's cheaper than making whoopee. Yeah, don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee.
I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, monsieur, with you. My heart won't let my feet do things they should do.
You know what? You're lovely. You know what? So lovely. But oh, what do you do to me? I'm like an ocean wave that's bumped on the shore. I feel so absolutely stumped on the floor.
When you dance, you're charming and you're gentle, especially when you do the continental.
But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not asbestos.
And that's why I won't dance. Why should I?
I won't dance. How could I?
I won't dance.
Merci beaucoup.
Plays the way to romance.
So if I hold you in my arms,
I won't dance.
Especially when you do the continental.
But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us,
I'm not asbestos.
And that's why I won't dance.
I won't dance.
Why should I?
I won't dance.
I won't dance.
How could I?
I won't dance.
Merci.
I know that music leads the way to romance. So if I hold you in my arms,
I won't dance.
I won't dance.
I won't dance.
Hemos seguido en el mundo de los musicales de Broadway y si estamos ahí, desde luego, si hablamos de parejas, nos viene enseguida a la mente la gran pareja de bailarines Fred Astaire y Ginger Rogers. Uno de sus temas emblemáticos era este I Won't Dance. La interpretación nos la ha traído Jane Monheit a dueto con Michael Bublé. Y ahora nos vamos al blues. Este es el famosísimo tema de Willie Dixon, Spoonful. Nos la trae una fantástica Etta James, acompañada de Harvey Fuqua. Spoonful.
Yeah, and men cry for that spoonful.
Yeah.
spoonful.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That spoon, spoon, spoonful.
Yeah.
It could be a spoonful of coffee. It could be a spoonful of tea. Not a knife, not a fork, but a spoon, baby, is good enough for me. Men fly for that spoonful.
Yeah, women die for that spoonful.
You know they sigh for that spoonful.
Vamos a seguir con otra pareja de gigantes del blues. En este caso es John Lee Hooker y Bonnie Raitt. El tema es de John Lee Hooker, I'm in the mood.
I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood of love. Yes, I'm in the mood. I'm in a mood, I'm in a mood. I'm in a mood for love. Lord, 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 Lord. Look now. I said, that time's the right time to be the one you love. When night and night come, baby, you so far away, baby. I'm in a mood, Lord, Lord, Lord. I'm in the mood, in the mood, I'm in the mood of love. I'm in the mood, I'm in the mood. Oh Lord, I'm in the mood of love. One Ray.
Yes, my daddy told me.
I know he did.
To leave that man alone.
Yes, he did. With you, baby, I don't want to be with no one else. I can't get my thrill, baby. I'm looking to be with you. Good night. time at the right time. Oh Lord, oh Lord, to be with the one you love, you love. I'm in the mood, in the mood, baby. What can I do, baby? I love you, I love you, I love you, you. I love you, bunny. What can I do, what can I do?
I hear you call.
I'm in the mood.
I'm in the mood.
Some of your love, some of your love.
I'm coming on.
Some of your love, some of your love.
Vamos a dejar el territorio blues y nos vamos al territorio Beatles, que es muy propicio a esto de las parejas, empezando por Lennon-McCartney. Y cuando se separaron, pues bueno, cada oveja con su pareja. Y aquí tenemos a la pareja de Paul y Linda McCartney, con su grupo The Wings y el tema Come en casa, Eat at Home.
Bring the love that you feel.
El tiempo se nos está acabando, las dos están ahí, a un minutillo y poco más. Y en estas secuencias hemos tenido una serie de parejas en el sentido amplio, legendarias, históricas, musicales, matrimoniales, padre e hija, de todos los tipos. Y también hemos transcurrido por distintos estilos, como el folk, el pop, el rock, flamenco, Broadway, blues, el ballet, incluso como estamos ahora escuchando en la ópera. Así que nos vamos a despedir con este brindis de La Traviata de Giuseppe Verdi, con el tenor Carlo Del Monte y la soprano Victoria de Los Ángeles. Así que como cada dos miércoles, esto ha sido secuencias de 1 a 2 del mediodía en Radio UMH. Saludos y hasta la próxima. Amor, 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 fra i calici più caldi baci avrà.